Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, button.
And welcome to the Diva of Days of Our Lives. This is our 589th Blog Talk radio show. You can find us here, all our shows and our interviews on Blog Talk Radio. We're also on X, which was formerly Twitter, and Facebook. You can find us on iTunes and most recently on Spotify, so go check us out there. I'm Marianne, and you can find me under Mama underscore Hooch. We have the diva, Carrie. Hi, Carrie.
Hello, Matt Diva Abdul.
Okay, and we have Jen. Hi, Jen.
Hi, I'm at REXJDK at Twitter.
And we have Miss Anna. Hi, Anna.
Hello, I'm at Kazi Hooch on Instagram and X, and that's it.
Okay. And also check out our friends at Bob Hapka and Amy Hapka. They're on Facebook. I don't think they're on Twitter. I haven't seen them for a long time. Also check out on Twitter at Teo Panglis, who's also on Facebook and Instagram, and at Lauren Coslow, same with her, and at Killtrip USA, who is Ian Buchanan. Okay, so we're going to, I guess, see the talk about last week's show. Did everybody get to watch it or some of it? Part of it? All of it?
Yep.
Okay.
I had to watch Monday, Tuesday, and Friday.
Oh, okay. Well, that's pretty much, you know, I don't know. But so what did everybody think of the show? Better or?
It was pretty good.
Yeah. I guess we could start with Abe and Paulina. I guess they both had a miracle.
Yeah.
And that's kind of how they portrayed it with Lexi, supposedly Lexi. We didn't get
yeah.
to see her, but I think she came the other time to Abe, but that we only saw her from the back.
Yeah.
Because Paulina was dying, and Abe still didn't have his memory back. So she came to them, and miraculously, Paulina doesn't need to have a heart transplant. And Abe got his memory back. So all is right in the world.
Yep.
So that's done. Because how long was that memory thing? Was that a year?
Forever.
Too long.
I thought I knew it was long. Yeah. And Sarah had no explanation for Paulina's heart being better all of a sudden. So more or less she said it was a miracle. But they didn't say that they spoke to Lexi or saw Lexi, right? They never told anybody. At least I didn't see that part.
Well, they told each other, but they were afraid to tell anybody
right.
else because no one would
tell
believe
anybody.
Them.
Right. They kind of discussed it among themselves, yeah. So they kind of just let it there at that. Yeah.
Well,
okay.
And let me just interject that. It's uh-huh. not completely surprising. I mean, now I do. I love the miracle, the double miracle. That was awesome. I love
mm-hmm.
things like that.
Things happen.
So,
yep.
And I loved how they wrote it. I loved how the acting and all that. Mm-hmm. But just my little sarcastic self has to interject that. Remember, they tried to donate Kate's heart to somebody else. Was it Julie or somebody? Before she was even dead. So.
Yep.
Yeah.
Not close to dead.
Yeah.
So. You know, uh-huh. it wouldn't surprise me. And she ended up surviving. I don't remember all those details. But I just was, like, hoping they wouldn't, like, try to rip the Paulina's heart out of her or her other organs out of her body, you know, for somebody else waiting for the croak. But anyway,
yeah.
so.
Yeah, I was thinking, you know, like, maybe something was going to happen to Stefan, and then she'd get Stefan's heart, who was really Jake's heart. You know,
yeah.
because Stefan didn't have a heart, because he gave his heart to Julie. But then maybe Paulina would end up with the heart that was in Stefan, but it really wasn't Stefan's heart, it was Jake's heart. And is Jake really
thank God for
well,
Lexi and God. That's all I got to say. We
yeah,
don't have to, we
yeah.
don't have
so,
to endure
so we
that
have to go
gymnasium.
Through. We didn't have to go through all that because I'm thinking, okay, now whose heart is she going to get? Then I thought it was going to be Harris was going to get killed, which I don't know. He still might because we know he's leaving. So I don't know. So I thought, oh, well, maybe it's going to be Harris's. But then, that, you know, right now he's still alive. So
yeah, he's not leaving for a while, though.
Yeah, right, because we got to remember when you hear certain news, it can be another 6 months before we see that happening because they feel so far ahead. So, So speaking of Harris, he knows that it's Stefan, you know, and he made a deal with Stefan. He wouldn't tell if he helps him bring down Clyde. So he went to EJ and confronted EJ and wanted to demand where Stefan is because, you know, Stefan kind of went, like, I don't know where he's at. Yeah. And he did tell EJ that he knows. And he thinks EJ's behind it. You know, he thinks EJ is in with Clyde, but we know that's not, you know, that's not true. And Clyde is on the run. And does anybody think that Clyde, we also saw Johnny and Chanel now can take their honeymoon, and Sarah offered them the Horton cabin. Now, does anybody think when they get to the Horton cabin, Clyde might be there?
Probably.
And with Gold, or they'll run into Clyde and Goldman or whatever.
Why does Sarah hate them so much? That's what I want to know.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I thought
of that, like, right away. I'm there, oh, boy, they're going to the cabin. Clyde's on the run. Did he really, you know, did he take the plane and leave? Because they thought, well, maybe he's still in Salem, you know, because to run his operation and all that. So, yeah, I can see that, kind of see that happening. So, but it's not the other cabin, right? The one with Ben in that. Is that officially burnt
down?
That's
the Horton cabin.
So, I don't know. I guess that is. Sarah did go to Harris because she's worried about, you know, she told Harris that Xander's been arrested and she feels he's being framed. And she asked Harris if he knew that it wasn't Xander or who killed him, but he didn't. You know, he's not saying. He's just saying he doesn't remember. So, but I don't know. I think, Carrie, you posted them, the previews, or did I see them? I don't know. I saw where it looks like Xander must be out of jail. I saw him, like, with Sarah in the previews for next week. Did anybody see that? Yeah.
I don't remember.
Oh, okay. I thought it was in the previews for next week. Because they were showing Johnny and Chanel together, and I swear it was Xander and Sarah. So, I don't know. Okay. Was there any Kate this week? And I don't think. I couldn't remember.
No,
Kate.
No, there was not.
There was a mention of her. Not when Roman Roman and Marlena and Eric were talking in the pub.
Yeah.
So, what did you think, Eric? What did you think of Eric telling him about Sloan being jealous of the baby? It's like Marlena was being too nice.
Yeah.
Kind of gave her a pass. No, no. So, what were you going to say, Anna? You going to say something?
Just that I saw those guys talking, and I sped through it because, like, where's Kate, you know?
Yeah.
Where's Kate?
Can
oh, okay.
he be there?
Yeah, because Eric said about, you'll be at the christening or baptism or whatever. And he says, yeah, he mentioned Kate's name, that they would be there. So, oh, Marlena offered to have it at the penthouse. But Eric told her, oh, Nicole's going to do it. And even Marlena and Roman went, really?
Why?
Is that okay with Sloan? Eric is clueless. He's about as bad as Brady. Just like, it all came, they all come from the same. Yeah. Don't get it.
Yeah.
But,
it's like, are we sure Eric is Romans?
Yeah. So, oh, and speaking of that, did everybody hear about Greg's Greg Vaughn's mishap when he was on a skiing trip with his sons. He had elevation. Is that what you call it? Elevation poisoning, or he's in Colorado. Sickness. It's like a seasick, but it's an altitude sickness. That's what it is. Yeah. So they had a bring him down, or I guess they were up so high the elevation. I hear that in Colorado. I've never. The only time I've been there is at an airport in Denver. I've never really had a stay in Colorado. So, but yeah, but I mean, I guess he's okay. But it really must have knocked him out. Yeah, he posted pictures online. So
yeah,
hopefully,
I think it even made
better.
Like Apple News. I mean, is it something like Soap Star in the hospital?
Oh, okay,
I clicked the link and it was a picture of him.
So. Uh huh. Yeah.
That stuff, I haven't been that sick from it, but I have a very clear memory of the first time I went to Colorado to visit my brother, his family, after they moved up there. And I was coming from, like, one of the lowest altitude places, Houston, flying up to Colorado Springs, you know. So, and I remember, I have a distinct memory of going up the escalator, and when I got to the top of the escalator, all of a sudden it, like, hit me like a brick wall. I mean, I didn't pass out. But all of a sudden, I felt like that same kind of feeling, like motion sickness, which I always got most of my life, you know, so it was like similar. But I was like, whoa, now I see what they're talking about, you know. Yeah, I mean, it's not like what he had, but definitely real.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So.
I mean, it's definitely.
Hopefully
I mean,
he's
military,
on the mend.
But I mean,
yeah.
It definitely was very obvious that's what it was.
So. Okay, let's see. What else? Okay, we have, let's see. But Tate and Holly. Tate broke into the man. EJ keeps yelling at him.
Yeah.
He broke into my house. He did not break in. Holly let him come in the window. She didn't push him. She didn't tell him no. She said, come on in, Tate.
Yeah.
So. But I guess it's not her house. But
when
she
did
tell
EJ
Nicole
become,
it is our house. Yeah.
Yeah. But when did EJ become the get off my lawn guy?
Yeah. What does he have against Tate? Like, what did Tate ever do to him? Or is it because of Brady?
Protective.
I think so.
Brady and Nicole and then
of Nicole.
That whole thing. I'm
but
sure.
I'm telling you, Nicole is like, she's more understanding. It's her daughter. You know, I know it's his stepdaughter, but, like, she's more understanding, and she has her doubts. I know Nicole has a funny feeling that they were Holly's, so I don't know. But anyway, he wanted him to go to jail. Well, he did call the police and have him arrested. Well, they called Brady over.
Nicole called Brady.
Yeah. And did you see Tate? I mean, I kind of like Tate. I mean, they're like this actor that was playing Tate. I mean, I think he's doing a good job. Yeah, because I can see how upset he would be because it is just he's being railroaded. He's being unfair, right? I mean, he's trying anything to get her. And she looks at him and says, well, I can't tell it's mine. And he's there like, why? And she said about it would hurt my mother. It's like he almost had that look on his face like, well, so what?
What the?
She's, you know. She can get over, she'll get over it. This is my life.
Yeah.
She's like,
At
least he did show up at the cop shop to try to get, you know, get him
away.
Yeah,
well, she's torn. You know, but she's young.
Yeah.
I get it. Yeah, she doesn't. I don't think it's, I don't think it's for herself. I think she's worried about Nicole. And she doesn't want to disappoint her.
Oh, yeah.
Of course. Yeah, you can understand that.
So.
Yeah, but still, I mean, I think they're both doing a good job.
Yeah, but why does he have to be stupid?
Who?
Because he's Brady. He's Brady's son.
I mean, he's desperate.
Can't it be a smart teenager?
A smart teenager. Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah, he shouldn't have done what he did, but... Yeah, and Nicole put it right. Teens' brains, they don't think. You know, believe me, I had.
She's just, I'm like,
I had a teenage. I had a
what
teenage
I was
boy.
Doing at her age.
No, they don't.
Did you like that line?
They don't think of consequences.
Nicole
Yeah. What? Nicole said what? What I said?
Did you that line Nicole said, like she looked over at Holly and she says, you know, I did much worse things at that age or whatever.
Oh, yeah. And that's what she was trying to explain
to
EJ, you know, the teenage brain is not fully developed yet. Yeah, they do things impulsively. Yeah. So, but EJ,
I think
what
makes it
did
more egregious.
Go ahead. More egregious.
Okay.
What?
It was more egregious. What's even more egregious about the whole thing and causing the extra angst is it wasn't even a questionable thing with him. He was like, absolutely not. My parents are both addicts. I'm not touching any of that. And I hope it is a good – I hope they do, without beating a dead horse or making it too much of a – I hope that there's a lesson there without it being preachy that you can really be buying an Adderall and have fentanyl and die, you know, on it and die – have at least the fentanyl and, and die from it. So I hope that that's sort of like – I like that they're sort of handling it where the message is there, but it's not beating them over the head with it.
Yeah.
You're not beating the audience over the head with it.
Meaning, if it's not prescribed for you by a doctor – if it's not prescribed for you by a doctor, do not take it. It's not going to help you. Yeah. And why don't they go back to the person – because she says, oh, I got this for my friend. She just thought it was for ADHD meds. That's what she thought it was. Well, then why don't they go back? I mean, Kate should remember her saying that and then go find the person that gave it to her. And they said, well, yeah, I gave Holly those. I don't know. They probably wouldn't admit it anyway that they did. But I guess anything, you're right. It shows the danger of any of these drugs that you think are safe.
Yeah.
If drugs can be safe, that they're with this fentanyl, which is deadly, you know, just a little bit of it or whatever will kill you. I mean, I know kids in this area. In fact, one my son went to school with, same thing happened to him, you know. So it was like an accidental overdose, and it was had that fentanyl in it.
It's happening all over the country because it's pouring in.
So. Yeah, well, in our area, too, it's all the time. So, yeah, maybe if they address it,
Well, I like the way they're addressing it and showing the consequences and the ripple effect and how it affects other people, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's been good because it hasn't been annoying, and for me anyway, in terms of hitting the audience over the head with it. But it's just sort of showing the natural unraveling of lives as it happened. And she was doing something she thought was just going to make her more fun or have more fun and not thinking anything and thinking she got it from a trusted source. But that trusted source may have had absolutely no idea, probably didn't have any idea. So I'm hoping it's sinking into everybody these days. Cause,
And also – it also tells young boys, don't cover for your girlfriend. You know, don't cover for your girlfriend. So, anyway.
And don't sneak into her house.
And or don't leave your whatever, So, EJ was going to have him put in jail, but then Holly pleaded with him. So, they said that he didn't have to go to jail, but he has to wear an ankle monitor, and he can't have any contact with Holly. So that, you know, that's not going to work. So I'm sure he'll go do something stupid. And you're right, Anna. Nicole and EJ both. They really can't say much to Holly if she knows any of their history. They haven't done much. I mean, they've done a lot worse. So anyway. Okay.
So the upshot was EJ did not press charges after all. So Tate's going to get to go back to the halfway house.
Halfway house.
He'll probably still
but you just
he'll
can't
probably
see Holly.
Still do something stupid again. But
Yeah. Like try to see Holly because he has like a restraining order or something against him. Whatever. So, yeah. Of course he'll try to see Holly again. you know. So, okay. Was there any Sloan this week? I know last week was her. And Leo, there was no Leo. Okay. We had the different Sloan last week, but nothing this week. Okay. Yeah. And we didn't have ever. There was no Chad, Stephanie, or Everett this week either, right?
Nope.
Oh, okay. We have kind of limited storylines here. Okay. Oh, we had the whole Wendy and Tripp being rescued because that's kind of how it ended, I think, last week. Ava kind of double-crossed John and Steve, and then they came back. Clyde got away, so they went back to the video, and that did come into play because I think we discussed that last week about
Aren't you the
did
one
you
that
that
like
Steve did pick up
caught
on
that a while back? You caught it a while back, didn't you?
Yeah,
you were.
Well,
Carrie,
I didn't caught it. I didn't. Yeah, I saw it online. Somebody knew that she signed beer. Yeah, probably somebody. Yeah. And then, of course, Steve, knowing sign language, he said he was always honing in on Tripp, but then he caught Wendy, and then he said she said beer. And then John, they looked even closer and zoomed in the back, and it looked like a rusty, they could see the rust on a tank. He said, that looks like a rusty tank. And then they thought, oh, beer, tank, and that's when they knew where they were. And, of course, they gave him CPR, and everybody came, and... So, and
kind of question.
Yeah, go
about
ahead.
That.
Mm-hmm.
Aren't you supposed to blow air into their mouth?
You know, I had heard that you don't do that anymore. Does anybody know? Mm-hmm. Anybody know? Anna, Carrie, anybody know? I thought I had heard that somewhere. They don't do the pinch in the nose and blow in your mouth. They just do the chest compression now. I could be wrong, but I thought I had read that somewhere. But you're right. I had learned it that way too. Where you blow in their mouth,
yeah,
and give them so many breaths, and then so many
compressions.
You know, compressions, yeah. So anyway, then they're back in the hospital, and Wendy kind of remembers that Tripp proposed to her. And they keep trying to discuss it, and they keep getting interrupted. And I don't know if I saw all of it or I can't remember. Is Tripp acting like he doesn't want her to remember that? It's almost like he wants to take it back. Did they get that far? Anybody remember?
I don't remember.
Okay. So it must have been forgettable. Because I can't remember what happened with them.
Everyone kept interrupting them, so.
They did, yeah. They kept coming in they brought them flowers. They came, like Ava came in, and I think Sarah came in.
Wendy's mother yelled at her on the phone.
Oh, Wendy's mother called her, yeah. So anyway, so they're both okay, of course. Everybody's okay. And the other thing we had was Constantine. I know not too many people are a fan of Constantine. Yeah. I don't think any of us are, right? Nobody likes Constantine, right?
I kind of like that it's taking John off the pedestal.
Well, yeah, because John doesn't remember anything that he did before he came, as the pawn, before he came to Salem, right, before he was like John Black.
Yeah.
So that we did find out, according to Steve, and then while Steve was telling Marlena what happened, Constantine was telling John that Victor must have told Steve to take the pawn to give Constantine a message. But somehow Constantine said he was beating him up, and then when he came to, he saw that his daughter was dead, and John had the gun. And that's what Steve said, too. Steve didn't see it happen. He just came in and saw the girl dead on the ground. John had the gun. But I'm wondering if it's going to come out that somehow Constantine accidentally shot his daughter in, like, a struggle with a gun with John. I don't know. What do you guys think?
I hope not.
There's going
to
be an
you want,
out.
You
there's
want it to be John.
Out for John.
Yeah.
Yeah, see? Yeah,
yeah
right. Yeah. But you
yeah,
know what?
John's going to get redeemed.
Yeah. But, I mean, yeah. I guess you could say, really, even if he doesn't get redeemed, he wasn't John. He wasn't the John we know. He was under the – I mean, he can be redeemed just by being the pawn, just like Marlena
yeah.
could be redeemed by being the Salem – you know, by under Stefano's – or Victor's control. So, but, yeah, I still think it's – but I think it's still going to come out that, you know, it really wasn't. That Constantine just doesn't remember or doesn't want to remember. Or he's just so full of guilt that he's trying to, you know, like,
yeah.
say that John did it. Or, you know, so.
I'm thinking the actor is doing a good job, but it's like, they could have given him
yeah.
a better part.
Yeah, it's the it's the character. Hmm. Now, do anybody think they'll try to redeem Constantine?
Maybe.
I mean,
well, they'll
I don't
try.
Know. Yeah, I'm sure they'll
Probably,
try because it seems like.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think they're going to redeem him and have him marry off, marry Maggie. And, you know, it's just kind of the same thing they did with Maggie and Victor. They'll redeem him. Mm-hmm. I don't know why no one likes him, and just because constant love bombing, and I can't stand him. But I thought there was something with Teresa was going to push him to keep going with the scam, though. So I don't know. I mean, the whole storyline needs to end. It's stupid.
Yeah, and that storyline of their scam has not been addressed for quite a while. It's like that's
mm-hmm.
on a back burner somewhere. The whole thing with Alex and or Xander, when is he going to find out, or when's that going to come out, or are they even going to continue that? Are they going to, you know, they have to, you know, resolve that
resolve
somehow.
It, you would think.
Yeah, and then Maggie did, is she's feeling guilty when she was talking to Julie, more or less saying that now she's kind of having feelings for Constantine, I think that's, you know what I mean, and trying to move on, but she's feeling guilty about doing that. Of course, Julie tells her, you know, not to feel guilty. So, is that basically all that went on this week? It was mainly about the jailbreak. And, of course, Jada and Rafe are trying to figure out who's behind it, and that John and Steve and Ava, they're all feeling guilty because what they did let Clyde get away.
Yeah.
But nobody knows it was
them.
They
should tell Rafe. They should tell Rafe and say, look, here's the deal. Here's what we did.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we're all friends here. Well,
you know,
yeah.
they're going to get caught on camera. I mean,
yep. How
yeah.
did they think they wouldn't get caught?
Yeah. And, you know, Rafe gives everyone a free, you know, that his, you know, his sister or whoever, you know, he's done it before, hope, so whatever.
Yeah.
Why not? Yeah, so basically that and the Constantine storyline and Tate and Holly. So we didn't see anything about Everett yet, you know, because that's another big storyline, like, who is this? You know, that's kind of what I'm interested in, is Everett and who he is, how'd he get to be that
mm-hmm.
way. Is he? Do you think he's related to somebody in Salem?
I think so.
Yeah. Well, and like the little references to Nick, too, you know, every time Julie sees him.
Yeah.
And then they say
hey,
something.
Did you guys hear that Diana Colville's coming back?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I did hear something about that. Yes.
Yeah. I think she's got something to do with that storyline.
Hmm.
Oh. Now, is that, was, fresh my memory, was John involved with her?
Yeah, when he thought he was Roman.
When he thought he was Roman, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But is Judith Chapman coming back? Not Jeannie Francis.
Oh, that was Jeannie Francis, wasn't it, that played
yeah,
Diana?
Yeah, but Judith
right?
Chapman played her last.
Played her last. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Is that who's supposed to come back? Is it
Judith
Chapman?
Yeah,
Judith
Chapman.
Okay. Okay. Well, that'd be interesting. I don't know. Yeah, that's kind of the story right now I'm, like, interested in is, like, And I'd like to see what the fallout's going to be between Alex, you know, Teresa, Xander, Sarah, and all that. So far they're keeping Xander and Sarah. And I like, they had Sarah. I thought Sarah was going to go off on Xander again. But now they have her, like, sticking by him. Where before. No, she didn't. She didn't. Oh, anybody like Stefan's mustache?
No.
He needs to take that off.
I hate it.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like a fake. And I like some men with facial hair. I really do. I mean, but it looks awful on him.
Yeah.
Yeah. He needs maybe a beard. Yeah. You know. And do you like the new look on Eli? Which, you're right, it makes him look like a whole different person.
He looks
with his
good.
Hair. Yeah, he looks good, but he does. Until I hear him talk, sometimes I'll look at him there, boy, does that make it? It really changed his appearance. But I don't know, I like them together. I mean, I like having them on, but now I guess they're going to be leaving because he goes to D.C.
Yeah.
But then I heard, I read somewhere where he might be involved in this whole thing with Constantine, too. Or investigating this, going back with a case, with a, you know, opening that case back up or something for the FBI or something. So, I don't know. So maybe he still might be involved more on the, you know, he might be on more, but that's because they had to tell Paulina that they were, and he had a conversation with Julie about them leaving. So, it's always nice to see her on there. Any other storylines? I'm looking over my notes here. That's about what I'm...
Is Bonnie still on the show at all?
I don't know. We haven't seen her for ages. Oh, yes, months. And we only see, of course, we see Wally once in a while. I mean, you know, Justin.
Yeah.
And now Justin's off Holly's case, or Tate's case. They have Sloan, which is funny, crazy. But, yeah, he's not even doing that. So I don't know. I don't know. Those four, like Wally, Eric, Carson, and Brandon, they have the day players.
Yep.
Like they're touring like a lot.
Oh.
So they're involved. Yeah. They're going all over the country.
It?
In fact.
Carson?
Yeah.
Carson.
Carson.
Wally
Kurth. Yeah. Eric Martsoff, Brandon Barash, and Wally Kurth.
Right. Yeah.
The four of them. They call
wow,
them the day players.
Cool.
Yeah. They have a band.
That's
they're doing like gigs every, like, in fact, I don't know if I get the chance, they're coming to Philadelphia in September.
Oh, wow.
Not far from where my son lives. So if I have a chance, I might try to go see them.
Yeah,
if nothing's
that would
going
be
on
cool.
that weekend. Yeah. So
That's
one good thing about
players?
A lot of people will come. I think it's called the day players.
Yeah.
Like D-A-Y. Yeah. The day players. You know, because they're all good. I mean, they all sing, play instruments, you know. Good. So, yeah, they have a band.
Yeah.
You know. I think they were just in, I don't know, they were in Chicago. Like, they go to all the different cities. And it seems like a lot of the GH people, they all come to the New Jersey, New York, Philadelphia area a lot.
Yeah.
They have fan events there a lot.
Yeah, I think the guy who plays Spinelli is involved in that, too, on General Hospital.
Oh, yeah. Like, they get a lot of... Yeah, and in fact, I was supposed to go to the one last year in Philly where Ian was going to be there, but they canceled it.
Yeah.
It was like 3 miles from where my son lives.
Oh, man.
In this restaurant hotel, yeah. So that was going to be – I think Kathleen Gotti was going to be there, too. There's a couple other ones. Yeah, that would have been nice, I know. But, you know. But anyway, but they come there. I know Ian's been there quite a number of times. Comes to either, yeah.
So that's going on. Let's see. Anybody hear anybody leaving or coming on? What you said about Diana Colville.
Yeah.
Allison,
I just looked up their tour dates.
Mm-hmm.
I just looked up their tour dates real quick, and they're almost all of them are, well, really all of them are between Illinois and the East Coast. So
in the East Coast.
Nothing yet coming this way.
Any near New York?
A lot of them.
I bet you they're in New York.
Fort Plain, and there's like Levittown? There's probably like five or six different dates that are in New York, and maybe one in New Jersey, and then Philadelphia in PA. I'm not sure.
Philadelphia is in
September.
Yeah.
But anyway, I just did a scroll. Thanks for the heads up.
They don't come to Pittsburgh, though. Nobody. They'll go to Philly, but they won't come. Nobody comes closer.
Aww.
Come to Pittsburgh. It's not that bad. But I get why Philly, because you're so close to New Jersey, New York, that, you know, the bigger cities, big cities. But anyway. Anything else? There's football news. It's not football season. We could talk football. Baseball's coming
up.
You got a QB. All ready for baseball.
You got a QB rivalry before the season starts.
Yeah. Yeah. Kenny Pickett's gone and Rudolph's gone. So I don't know.
And the
we'll see what happens.
the Yager bobbleheads are still missing.
Oh yes, the kick.
Carrie? Yes.
That made national
my favorite,
news. Did you know that?
Yeah.
On the Today Show and national news. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
My
favorite hockey player of all time is Jaromir Jagr for the Penguins, and then he went on to play on other teams. He's still playing hockey in the Czech Republic at the age of 52 because he owns the team.
Mm-hmm.
And they had the bubblehead night Thursday at Pittsburgh, and they found out that morning that the truck it was on in California is missing. And so there's 17,000 Jagr bobbleheads that have been stolen. Jagr is in town. He's in Pittsburgh, but they also had a Mario Lemieux camp. I can't say camp too. So they had Jagr do this little footage of him in a car with one of the bobbleheads, and he put it in the seatbelt, and he was going to go out and look and investigate and try to find his bobblehead. So people thought it was a marketing ploy, but it wasn't. They really are stolen.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So, they haven't shown up on eBay yet? When you see all these bobbleheads start popping up on eBay, you know,
whoever
stole them.
Well, some people were trying to sell them in advance of receiving them Thursday night. It's like, well, if you don't want the ball in it, don't go to the game. Some of us actually like Jagr.
Exactly. Because then you're taking it away from the people and the fans that really want the bobblehead because they're a fan of hockey.
Yeah.
You just have a lot of these people going to the hockey game to get the bobblehead to sell. It's like, really? So, yeah, we went to the Sidney Crosby game. We all have our Sidney Crosby bobbleheads. So, yeah. But we go because we wanted the bobblehead and we wanted to see the game. So,
right.
Yeah.
So it's been a weird weekend in Pittsburgh sports. Trade away three.
Yeah.
And got two of them, and apparently that was a good financial trade, and then Jagr's bobbleheads got stolen.
Yeah.
Something's going on.
And the Penguins aren't doing too good. But they still
have
an outside chance for a wild card, but if they keep losing, they're not gonna get it.
Probably does a pretty big St. Pat's party. Do they, like, do a parade and all that?
Yeah, Pittsburgh has a parade, don't they?
Yeah.
St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Today.
Pretty big, right? Kansas City has a big So
yeah.
It's a pretty
New York,
old city,
of course.
Too. So Kansas City has a pretty big Irish base, you know, like people who settled here early on. And you know,
well, what they say,
there.
Everyone's
They'll
Irish on St. Patrick's Day.
Yep.
That's right.
Everyone's Irish on St. Patrick's Day. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
So,
wear your
I'm
green tomorrow.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I don't even know if I have any green. I was thinking about that today. I don't know if I have any green anymore.
Yeah. I have a green St. Patrick's Day shirt, and it says, "I don't need any luck. I'm a grandma."
Aww.
Aww.
Yeah. I found that. I found it at Walmart last year.
So cute.
Yeah.
That's great.
And it's like, it has a shamrock, you know, it's for St. Patrick's Day.
Mm-hmm. Aww.
So I think that's it for the show. I can't think of anything else.
Yeah, I kept some notes, but now I don't have them in front of me, and I can't remember anything else.
It didn't seem like a whole lot was happening different. You know, it was just centered on a couple different storylines.
Yeah.
That they kind of drug out a little bit. So,
Yep.
All right.
Well, I will make I want to make really one just quick 13 comment about John Hatch for history.
Uh-huh.
As Marlene is, as Cassis, or as Steve is telling her this stuff, and she's looking like, what's next, what's going to happen? She looks very, like, worried. I mean, we all know the histories. Here.
He did a lot
washing,
of bad things.
Computer chips in the brain.
Yeah.
I mean, wasn't he an assassin at one point? You know, so it's like.
The jewel thief.
Like,
It's like,
I mean, it is a big revelation if he really did it. Now we don't even know. It probably will turn out, like you said, that he won't have done it. But so it's like Marlena knows, like you said, just like when she did stuff as the devil or whatever. It's like she's looking really horrified and scared to find out what it is. And Steve is stretching it out as long as he possibly can, you know. It's really bad. I'm not diminishing it if it really happened. But she knows that he was under this mind control thing. I mean, if you're going to believe all of that, you know what I mean?
It's
kind of being made a bigger deal. But I know it goes into play with Constantine and why he's there and seeking revenge and all that. I get that part. But anyway.
It's for the storyline, for that particular storyline.
Kind of wanted to
story
throw that out there. That was kind of silly. Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, that's all I got.
Okay. Yeah. I can't. And we didn't have Lucas either. No Cater Lucas.
No.
So I know.
Next week, so. Yeah.
A little bitter.
Yeah, we did find out it was Eric who decided to hide him in the monastery.
Oh,
okay. Oh, that's right. He got help from his priest buddies or his monk buddies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's funny.
When he was,
Hey, it pays to have monks. It pays to have monks in high places. You see, the conversation is like, I know a few monks. Let me see what I can do.
Okay, that's all I got. So have a good weekend.
All right.
You too.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
Good night.
Take care, everybody.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.